14. The Villager and the Happy Man. In a small village, there lived a man who was always happy, kind, and well-disposed to everyone he met. People knew they could count on him and regarded him as a great friend. One of the villagers was curious to know what his secret was. How could he be always so kind and helpful? How is it that he held no grudge towards anyone and was always happy? Once, upon meeting him in the street, he asked him, "Most people are selfish and unsatisfied. They do not smile as often as you do. Neither are they as helpful or as kind as you are. How do you explain it?" "When you make peace with yourself, then you can be in peace with the rest of the world. If you can recognize the spirit in yourself, you can recognize the spirit in everyone, and then you find it natural to be kind and well-disposed to all. If your thoughts are under your control, you become strong and firm. But a lot of work is necessary. The work is difficult and endless. There are many walls that need to be climbed. It is not an easy task," lamented the villager. "Do not think about the difficulties. Otherwise, that's what you will see and experience. Just quieten your feelings and thoughts, and try to stay in this peace. All the abilities and powers awaken spontaneously." "Is that all?" asked the villager. "Try to watch your thoughts, and see how they come and go. Stay in the quietness that arises. The moments of peace will be brief at first, but in time they will get longer. This peace is also strength, power, kindness, and love." "I will try to remember your words," said the villager, and continued, "There is another thing that I am curious about. You do not seem to be influenced by the environment. You have a kind word to everyone and are helpful. Yet people do not exploit your goodness, and they treat you well." "Goodness and being kind do not necessarily point to weakness. When you are good, you can also be strong. People sense your strength and do not impose on you. You then act from strength and not from weakness. Goodness can also go with power and strength. It is not a sign of weakness, as some people erroneously think." "Thank you very much for your advice," said the villager, and went away happy and satisfied.